Happy, happy Saturday. It is January 27th, and today we reached a high of 68 degrees, and you can expect a low of 64 degrees tonight. Let's get right into our top stories. And we start with this one. Cary police say a Tesla car battery caught on fire in Cary in a home in the afternoon. They say someone removed one of the low-voltage batteries from the Tesla and took it inside the house to charge. While it was being charged, the battery short-circuited. Broadcastify radio traffic reveals exactly what happened in the house. Now, experts don't recommend charging your battery inside, as a faulty battery could cause an explosion or fire like we just saw there in Cary. Well, Rocky Mount police say a disgruntled customer was at the center of a Walmart bomb threat. Police arrested Delton Davis and charged him with communicating threats. They say Davis was banned from the Ben Venue Walmart 2 months ago. Investigators say he called the store yesterday, getting into an argument with an employee. They say he said, quote, "I will blow the place up." Investigators say Davis never came to the store's property and no explosive devices were found. The store was evacuated as a precaution yesterday afternoon. Well, today, this is such a great story. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers teamed up with Dick's Sporting Goods to donate sporting goods to local high school athletes. Students representing Douglas Byrd, 71st, Cape Fear, Jack Britt, and Grays Creek High Schools all came out today for the event. Now, $5,000 worth of equipment were donated to the school sports programs. The Woodpeckers plan to keep doing this going forward, giving out $10,000 worth of supplies each school year. What a great, great story. Before I let you go, I do want to remind you to please download the WRAL weather app. It has everything you need to know before you head outside the door. It is absolutely free for Apple and Android users. Also, we have new content just waiting for you on our WRAL Facebook page. So when you get a moment, take a look. I'll let you go for now. Do me a favor, as always, stay safe out there.